If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Sorry for the week delay. I did not record last week because, frankly, life and parenting and work and all of that got in the way. It was a really busy week and I was tired and I just didn't get to it. But it's nice to be back this week. Hopefully you guys had a chance to listen to my episode last week on discipline. And this week we are going to be talking about structure and routine. And I'm probably going to nerd out a little bit because I love structure and I love routine. I am one of those people who like order. I feel calmer when I have order. I feel like my brain is calmer and everything is just in its place where it needs to be. We are where we need to be, all of those things. And I will admit that I'm not always the best on being on time. Nate will tell you that. But in terms of structure and routine with our kids or with ourselves or with our families and our home life, it can be a game changer. And you may not think of it like this. Maybe you're someone who's never really had a structure or routine, and maybe you prefer it that way. And that's totally fine if you do, if you kind of just go with the flow and let things happen as they happen. But if you're someone who's a little bit, I don't know, stressed out and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're wondering why you just can't seem to get ahead, and you've noticed that maybe structure and routine that you've had, or maybe that you didn't have and would like to put into place or implement, but you're not really quite sure, you might find that putting structure and routine in place is going to make everything so much easier. You're going to feel so much calmer. Your kids are going to feel calmer. You will probably have less behavior issues with them. And I'll talk about why that would be. But everything kind of just runs, obviously, more smoothly when you have structure and routine. And so let's talk about why structure and routine is important. There's probably some obvious answers that you can think of. But if you're talking about structure and routine in regards to your kids, you get to have more quality time with your kids when you have structure and routine, because you're not going here, there, and everywhere else and feeling so overwhelmed. They're not feeling so overwhelmed and chaotic and scattered and all of that. When there's a structure and a routine in place, you actually spend more quality time with them. And you may find that you actually have more actual time, not just quality time, but more actual time in the day. And yes, it does take some work up front to put in a structure and a routine, but once it's there and once it's working for you and your kids and your family, you're not going to look back. You're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner. So, in addition to spending more quality time with your kids, it's less stress for everyone. So whether you are married or have a partner or whatever your situation looks like, whether you have, you know, like I always say, one kid or 10, it is less stress for everyone when everyone knows where they're going, when they're going, which day they're going, all of the things. It's less stress because everybody knows what's coming up, what's expected, what to have prepared, all of the things. And everyone can just feel calmer. And that is less tension and fighting in the house, maybe between you and your spouse or you and your partner, you and the kids with the kids, all of the things. You're also going to feel more in control of your overall schedule. So whether you're trying to get out the door in the morning, or you're trying to get to bed at night, or you're trying to get dinner on the table at a normal time or at the same time every night, you're going to feel more in control of your schedule, which automatically is going to make you feel calmer and less stressed. You're going to feel more centered. And not most importantly, but really importantly, you're going to have more time for you. So if you found that your time for exercising has kind of gone by the wayside and you haven't exercised and you don't know how many weeks, maybe months or years, you want to get back into that. Or maybe you really enjoy reading, or maybe you really enjoy gardening. Whatever it is, having structure and routine in your life is really going to help you find more time for you, which again is going to make you feel calmer, less stressed, more at ease. It's going to make your relationships with your partner, your kids, more easy. There's going to be more flow and everyone is hopefully going to feel calmer and more at ease. Consistency with structure and routine is key. So just like I help parents and teach parents to be firm and consistent when disciplining their kids or when talking to their kids about certain things and having kids do chores, whatever it is, consistency is key. And you can apply that to anything with your life. You want to reach a goal, you need to be consistent in showing up and doing the things that you need to do to reach your goal. And if structure and routine is your goal, and a specific structure and your routine is the goal, then you need to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, stay consistent, have that self-discipline and that self-motivation to reach that goal of having that structure, that routine that you want in your life for your family, for yourself, for your kids, and be consistent. So for example, morning routines. Think about what your morning looks like. Do you have little kids? Do you have kids that are maybe in elementary, middle, high school? What does your morning look like? Do your kids need to all go to different places in the morning, or do they go to the same school? Is it near your work if you're someone who goes to work every single day? Or maybe you work from home and you need to get your kids off to the bus or to school at a certain time before you get to going back inside and doing your job from home. Or again, do you need to drive your kids to one school, different schools, and then get to work? What does your morning look like? How much time do you need to plan for in your morning to get all of you out the door at the same time? And if you're someone who has one bathroom that all your family is sharing, that's something else that can be broken down in terms of structure and routine. Figure out who needs to use the bathroom when, how much time they get, and then who is the next person in line to use the bathroom. Hopefully you do have one more than one bathroom, but if not, this is something that can really be a really easy starting point for you. Just figuring out who's going to use the bathroom in the morning and when, so you guys can all get out the door on time. Secondly, what does breakfast look like? Is everyone skipping breakfast? Or are they eating breakfast on the way to school maybe? Are you guys sitting down together as a family eating breakfast? Are you having cereal or oatmeal every morning? Are you making a hot breakfast every morning for your family? Do your kids make their own breakfast? What does that look like for you? And also, again, whether you are someone who works from home or goes to work, if you have a work bag, is it ready to go that morning? Do you need to get it ready the night before to make sure you have everything for yourself in your work bag? Do the kids have everything ready to go in their backpacks that they need? I highly recommend, if this is a struggle area for you or your kids, that you do it the night before. Take the time to make sure your keys are where they need to be, your wallet, your purse, your bag, your kids' backpacks. Make sure all of their homework, book bags, laptops, if they have them, whatever they need, that is ready, packed up, and ready to go and put by the door for the morning. So nobody's rushing around looking for, who knows, 10 different things in the morning and everybody's getting stressed out and freaked out because now you're leaving late because people are looking for things. Try to do it the night before if this is something that you struggle with. And then in the morning, try to set a time. Once everybody's done with everything, figure out, again, if you are eating breakfast at home, how much time does it take to load the dishwasher or put it in the sink or whatever it is that you do? And what time does everyone need to be ready to leave in order to get to school and work on time? So just like Nate and I would teach our high school girls and even our elementary boys, we teach this to our own girls, back planning. Start with the time that you need to get out the door and figure out all of the things that you need to do before that and how long that will take so you know what time to get up, what time your kids need to get up, all of the things that you need to do so you can get out the door on time. Then let's talk about dinner. Dinner routines. Are you, again, going different places after work? Do your kids have sports or work, or they need to be picked up from daycare, preschool? What time do you get off work? Do you and your partner both work? Do one of you just work, or one of you just works outside the home? Maybe the other works at home. What does your schedule after work or in the afternoon look like so you can get your kids or make sure they're home on time? Who's going to cook dinner if that's something that you do? Do you cook dinner at home? Do you pick up food? Do you go out to restaurants? How many days a week are you going to do each thing? Figure that out either with yourself or if you have a partner, talk to your partner about it and then figure out what time you want to be doing dinner, generally around the same time every evening. See what that looks like. And every evening may not be exactly the same time, but it's best if you're not having dinner at 5 p.m. one day and 7 p.m. the next day and 8:30 p.m. the next day and then back to 6 p.m. It's kind of all over the board. It helps you. It helps your kids know what time to expect dinner so everyone can be home on time. I highly encourage, if it's possible, that you eat dinner together as a family. You can talk about your days and see how everything's going. Check in with your kids. Check in with your partner. All of the things. But as much as possible, try to have a consistent dinner time so everyone knows what to expect. And you can come back together as a family after a busy day of school and work and anything else and really spend that quality time together at dinner. And then bedtimes. This is especially important for younger kids because, as we know, they can get cranky and tired. They can start having behavior problems or tantrums and all of the things when they're little because they're really tired and they need to get to bed. So think about, what do you want your bedtime routine to look like? Again, if you have little kids or toddlers and they need to have baths, what time do you want to get baths started? Do you want to do it before dinner or do you want to do it after dinner? And then I always recommend, if you have little ones that are around the same age, you can bathe them together, but bathe them first and then let them have some time to play. I find that if you let them play first, that can kind of creep a little too long, and then you're rushing to get them washed and out of the tub, all of the things. But again, do what works for you. But I always would bathe my girls first when they were little, and then I would just sit and relax and watch them play in the tub, make sure they're safe for about 15, 20 minutes until we pulled them out of the tub. Do you want to do story time with your kids? And then how long? How many stories? How long do you want that to take? And then a bedtime routine in terms of tucking in, playing music, all of the things. So structure that time, carve out that time so it's meaningful for you with your kids, especially if they're little. If they're older, again, take a look at that. After dinner, is it a group family cleanup? Does one person just clean up? Do you rotate cleanup each night with your kids? How long does it generally take? Then do your kids need to do their homework? And how long does that take depending on the grade that they're in? Do they have tests to study for? Maybe some days they're going to have a bigger homework load than others. But take a look at that and then try to have your kids go to bed at a consistent time every evening so they know the expectation of what time bedtime is. So again, they can back plan and say, okay, dinner's over at this time. I have about an hour's worth of homework. I can watch, you know, an hour's worth of TV or gaming, whatever it is that your kids like to do in the evening, reading, whatever it is, but they know that they need to be in bed. For example, our girls go to bed every night at 9:30. Are we always successfully sticking to it? No, we're not. They like to drag it out. Sometimes it's 10, but bedtime is 6:30 in our house for our girls at their current age. So try to pick a consistent bedtime for your kids according to their responsibilities and their age. And then back to you, have a consistent bedtime for yourself. If you're finding that you're waking up every morning exhausted, take a look at what time you're going to bed. Take a look at what time your kids went to bed. And then what do you do after they go to bed? Are you just sitting there for an hour or two watching TV and going to bed really late because you're trying to cram in that time for yourself, but then you're just more and more tired every morning when you wake up? Are you doing something relaxing before bed to get your mind wound down and your body relaxed, all of the things, so you can fall asleep much more easily than maybe you have been before? So take a look at that. Try to have a consistent bedtime for yourself so you can support yourself, your mental health, your immunity, all of those things. Do that for you so you can feel well rested in the morning. So you can not only show up as the best version of you for your kids, but for your partner and for you. Who wants to wake up and feel exhausted the next morning and just drag themselves through the day? We've all been there, and it makes for a really long day, and you pretty much just want the day to end as soon as it began because you're so tired. So think about that. Let's see what else. Think about just all of the things, again, that go on in your day. This is not going to be a super long episode because structure and routine is pretty, it's pretty straightforward. Figure out what works for you. Figure out what works for your family, for your kids. This is something that you can sit down and talk with your family about. that works for you. And if you start to implement something and it's not going well after a week or two, have the freedom to adjust. You can tweak it as you see fit to make it work the best for you, your kids, your routine, your schedule, and all of that. And this may be different for different seasons as well. You know, your summer routine is obviously going to look different with your kids than your routine for the rest of the year because they're home. And that's going to look different with if you have your kids home all the time, if they're going to camp, maybe it's a day camp, all of the things. It's going to look different for you if you work from home. And also something to point out, if you do work from home, you know, structure and routine is not just for obviously your family life, but it can be for your work life and for you personally. But if you're someone who works from home and you find that you just keep starting the day later and later, you get distracted by things in the house that you're doing in the morning and you're starting work later, which makes your work day longer, that might be a tension point or so to speak for you. So try to do something that supports yourself. I've been telling Trinity lately to do things that support her in the future. So what you do now maybe will support you tomorrow. And then when you wake up the next day, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm so glad I did that last night because now I don't have to worry about it. Now it's just easy and it's flow and I supported myself in that. So if you're someone who works from home or if you're a stay-at-home mom, because we all know that stay-at-home moms are working from home, do things that support you, that support your emotions, that support what you need to do during the day. Get rid of the distractions that will take you away from your to-do list, all of the things. Try to knock out what you need to do, and then you can get to do what you want to do. And again, when you do that, you will find more quality time is spent with your kids. You will feel calmer, you will feel more at ease, and you really will not feel what many times can creep up is that feeling of resentment because you're not getting time for yourself. So carve out time in yourself during the day as well for you. If you want to get that workout done, what do you need to do to get it done? Are you a morning workout person? Are you an evening workout person? If you work from home or you're a stay-at-home mom, can you get a workout done during the day? Maybe while your kids are napping, whatever it looks like. Do things that support you and make you feel good about yourself, whether that's your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, your emotional health. Do things that support you so you can keep showing up for the people that you love the most in your family the best way you know how, and you can keep showing up for you and feel the best about yourself. So again, it will take work on the front end. It takes conversations. Maybe you're someone who needs to write things down because you are a visual person. You need to see that structure and routine on your fridge, or you need to, you know, whether you write it on a dry erase board or it's pencil on paper and you put it on your fridge. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe that helps your kids see what's coming up. And so they can go check that and say, okay, I know what's coming up next and what time. So they know what to do and how to be ready. So it's going to take work on the front end. I promise you it pays off in the back end. But once you get the hang of it and you get buy-in from your kids, again, talk to your kids about what would work for them. What do they want to do? You know, talk to them. If possible, they can pack lunch. If they are packers and not buyers at school, they can pack lunch the night before and have that ready to go. Get buy-in from your kids and try to do as much work on the front end as possible so that it pays off. You'll be so grateful that you implemented this, and you'll be kicking yourself that you didn't implement it sooner. So if you're someone, again, who has been struggling and you're feeling overwhelmed and you feel like you just can't catch up, just pause. And like we tell our girls when they're feeling overwhelmed and kind of all over the place, hit the reset button. Just slow down, hit the reset button. If you need to, make a list of the things you need to do. And then either on your own or with your partner or with your kids, talk about what would work for you and your family environment, your family structure, all of the things, and then start doing an outline of what would work for you and start implementing that and make tweaks along the way. Sometimes you're going to need to work backwards, especially in different seasons or maybe on different days or different weeks. If it's particularly different kind of week or day, that's okay. Give yourself grace. But in general, again, do things that support you, implement that structure and routine so you can feel more like you, so you can feel calmer, you can show up better. Your kids, you're going to notice, probably feel calmer. They know it's happening. They know what to expect. That's also one of the things I talk about, is talking to your kids about what's coming up. For most kids, when they know what's coming, and this is something I also did when Nate and I were house parents, I would write on the board for our boys, because they were younger, what was coming up the next day, especially for them after school, if they had music lessons after school, or maybe they had extra time with the teacher after school to do tutoring, or maybe they had swim class after school. They could look the afternoon or the evening before and know, okay, this is what I have for school the next day. So it wasn't a big surprise, and they thought they were coming home after school, and then it's like, wait, what? I have this thing? Because that can be really stressful for kids. So when everyone knows what's coming up, especially the kids, you're going to find that they're calmer. You'll have less behavior problems, probably a less emotional issues with the younger ones, because they know what to expect. This can also be used in working out. If you want to work out, implement a schedule for that. Again, to support yourself, to support your family, and do what you need to do for them and for you. So I think that's pretty much it. I think I hit most of the points I wanted to hit. If you have questions on structure and routine, please email me or DM me on Instagram, or send me a Facebook Messenger notification. I'd love to give you any further tips or advice that you may want regarding this, or really with anything with parenting. If you are looking for help or practical solutions, practical advice, please reach out. I'd love to help you. I do offer free 30-minute coaching sessions. If you go to the link in my bio, if you have Instagram, you can sign up right there and pick a time and a day from my availability. They're 30-minute sessions that are free. We can chat. Well, you can send me an email, including on the email, what the particular issue is that you have with your schedule or with your kids and would like some help with. And then that's what we talk about in that session. Or if you want to go deeper and you feel like you need more help, I also offer one-on-one parenting coaching sessions for 12 sessions. So it would be 1 hour per week for 12 weeks to get more in depth with any parenting issues that you feel that you are struggling with and need some help with. So there's those two things. I'd love if you'd take advantage of it. Reach out. I'd love to help anytime. And then also, if you want to join the Facebook group, there's a link for that in the show notes. There's also a link for my 3 ways to discipline your children effectively and in love. If that's an area you're struggling in, you can get that freebie. And there's parenting hacks as well in the link in the show notes to make your life a little bit easier. But of course, structure and routine can make that much easier as well. And really, anytime, just reach out. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode or you've enjoyed other episodes, I'd really love it if you would rate and review me in the Apple ratings and reviews section, whatever that's called. I'd really appreciate it. But I thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you have questions or you need some help, please reach out. Have a great day.